here to answer any questions. I think you all have a copy of the approval that the state was wanting to sign.
Yeah, I seen that on there this morning or last week when I was going through the agenda. Chuck, when is the time frame? Because here's the thing that I was confused about a little bit was the, it was called supplemental on the agenda. Here's the thing. We approved last year a tax maintenance plan for 2 years, 2014, 2015.
Right.
And this is, can you explain that portion for the benefit of everybody here and myself?
We signed this same agreement last year. As you said, it's a two-year plan, as it says at the top of that form, 2014-2015. And they want it signed, that same form signed again in relation to the 2015 county budget. So it's the same plan because it's a two-year plan, but they want this form signed because we got a new county budget. And I emailed you what Jim Kyle had put together. He takes the county budget and then makes his budget fit what you all have. And I emailed it. There was an attachment that showed that to you. I've got a copy here if you want it.
I do want a copy of it. My phone is off up in repair. So,
but anyhow, it's pretty much, I don't know, annual procedural type of thing that just goes with the new county budget. I kind of questioned myself, why do we need to sign it again? Because we signed the same form last year for a two-year program, two-year plan, I guess I should say. And this has to, the reason being is we got the budget for 2015 applies to it. And also, I think there was a question, and you all had Frank Cotty review the form, and there was a question, and I believe he came back with a follow-up saying it was okay.
Well, does it null and void the two-year plan from last year? I don't understand, really. I'm not trying to be difficult. I just don't understand. Does it null and void the plan that we signed last year for 2 years? You know what I'm asking?
Yep. You do a maintenance plan for 2 years and
now, do we have
the county has a budget for 1 year, and so when the second year comes along, they want you to sign it again.
My question to start off with, and I didn't mean to act like I was wanting to delay it or anything like that, is there a time frame that we have to have this signed and sent in to them, that you have to have this as a...
They didn't give me any deadline, though.
Okay.
We're already working on 2015 county budget, needless to say. So.
Right. Do you understand any of this?
Who was this provided by? This document here?
That's Jim Kyle's document. Yep.
Do you have a copy of last year's? Of what was approved for the 2 year? I'm just trying to figure out where he's getting some of his. Did he take the budget that we agreed to and work off of it?
Yes, sir. That's what I was trying to say to Danny, is he takes the county budget, your budget, and he works that in to his budget to make it fit the plan.
This is yours. There's a copy. I mean, they've got a copy of that for us to sign if we decide to do so today, but...
I didn't sense from the state, from Jim, that it's a big...
Urgency.
Big urgency, or... But that's the, I guess you'd say, procedure that they go through every year. And Brandon, I've not tried
to make sense of it.
To make sense of it, quite honestly, because he's just taking our county budget and working those numbers into his plan, into a four-quarter plan, as you can see there. And they did have an issue, you know, with the original county budget when it just said assessment fee or something like that, and they were satisfied with the new budget on how that reads.
Doesn't look like he's went over the county's budget. You know, he didn't. He's not asking for more than what the county
budget.
Budget.
Here's my question, and I would like to ask Mr. Kyle Ladder, have Brandon email him, or we could email him as a commission. Does it null and void the previous agreement that was signed for 2 years? I don't understand why you would. I mean, maybe it's paperwork for them, but I don't understand if you sign an agreement for 2 years, why you would sign an agreement for this year. And that's just a question of my own. It's not a. This just doesn't make any sense to me for some reason.
They establish a plan for 2014, but you don't have figures for 2014. You don't have figures for 2015. You don't have a budget for 2015 when that 2014 plan is developed. And they do a two-year plan. That's the way they do it because of reassessment, I assume, is why they do it in 2 years. And so there's no 2015 figures available because it's done in 2014. So when the 2015 figures come along, which is what's happened now, then you sign this approval.
Can we, and I'm sure you don't have a problem with it, do you, Chuck, if this commission emails as a commission Mr. Kyle and ask him just the simple questions that I've asked and see if we can't come up with an answer to a two-year plan versus this year re-signing and all that? And these other gentlemen may not have a problem with it. I'm just kind of curious more than anything else.
Well, I know Frank had a problem with it. If I remember right. He questioned it.
I'm quite certain I saw that he responded a week or two later with his question being resolved. I think I was copied on that email. But I'm not in any push. You all do. You all buy me a bit. I could find out when Jim's going to be in the office and let you know ahead of time so you could question him individually or as a commission. You could set the agenda, whatever you want to do.
Just so you know, he has you spending $284 more than what you bring in, even with the fund balance that we gave you of $203,000 extra. So just.
I see that shortfall that he's got listed at the bottom. Yep.
And we've still got you having a little bit of a fund balance of $75,000 if needed to transfer in. So.
I hate to be a stick in the mud. I'm going to ask that this be rescheduled, I think, so we can send an email by the commission to ask the questions that we have. That would be a good question. Why do we have...
Why are we doing it again if we did it for a two-year period?
And we allowed $203,000 more, and then he's saying that they're going to be... $200 and some short on a $700 and some thousand budget. There's a lot of little old questions I'd like to ask him. So,
you don't know when this has to be turned in?
I don't believe there's a deadline.
Okay. Yeah, he's already said that while you guys were looking
at it. Okay.
I've grilled him now, I'll tell you.
We'll get it done. I mean, we're not.
The only issue, and it's not an issue, in timing is we want to be sure everything's good, so when their fiscal year runs out in June, we've got like 40
We do.
$1,000 coming.
Yeah.
That's
we
only.
We do it within the next week or so. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we'll get
it. It's the only time thing that's out there that I can think of.
Yeah.
We had it budgeted to receive $140,000. I think he's showing $139,716 or something like that.
Right. And that's.
That's probably that $284 shortfall is. I guarantee that's what it is.
Yeah.
We have budgeted
$140,000. Because it's $3 per parcel and the number of parcels.
So we just rounded up to $140,000 and he gave an exact amount.
Yep.
That's where the difference is.
Whatever you'd like to do is fine with me.
I think we'll just
like say,
put it off, reschedule it, and then we'll assign it because it has to be signed and we don't want to miss out on the funding. So.
Thanks for your time.
Yeah.
Good to go.
Yep.
All right,
sir.
Thank you, Chuck.
I see Randy in the back with the.
Are we going to go back to
bid recommendation?
Bid recommendations for tipping.
Yeah, it's 11 now. So.
All right. Come on up, Randy.
Who are you?
David and I went back and done some refiguring based on some of the same things we've been using. The fee at the 75% volume level, also hours, our driver's labor, and fuel cost. And based on what Republic, if we're not depicted to specifically one location, we can split between locations. We figured Lamar and Springfield combined versus Hartville, and if we can do a 50-50 split on load volumes, our volume in a day is basically six loads, two loads per truck. Three loads to Hartville and three loads to Springfield versus Hartville, Republic is $75 per day better for us than Hartville. That's how close it is. And an example, if we took two loads to Lamar, four to Springfield, Hartville would be the better choice. That's how close it is. So, but committing, we have to commit 75% to one company or other to get them low costs. And now Lamar versus Hartville, six loads to Lamar, $444 to the good going to Lamar.
Per day?
Per day.
I think we need to figure out a way to get it to Lamar unless it's not possible.
The I mean, that's just running some rough numbers. We've never experienced going to Lamar, so until we get experience, we know what we're involved with going to Hartville. We know Springfield and basically around that, but we're basing Lamar on actual miles. If it's freeway, time-wise, it's going to be 10-hour days for them drivers.
You're not changing anything on the bid document.
We're not changing anything
not
on the
anything,
bid document.
It,
everything's right there. I mean, cost-wise, they can. We get them costs at a 75% volume. So, using Springfield and Lamar combined, we can do it. But we have to split the loads equally between Lamar and Springfield to be able to get a better outcome versus six loads to Hartville. You know, if we take more to Springfield, then that's how close it is. Hartville would be our better choice. Now we can take more volume going to Springfield because of the shorter haul. That's one of the things we've got to play in. And same thing with going to Lamar. It's
in your bid tabulations as you presented them this morning. You left that evaluation that you just did out to present to the commission. As you went and revalued the bid, then you've seen that there is an advantage of 400 and what a day?
If you compare Lamar location by itself and also Hartville, Lamar is a better choice, but you got more time spent, but it's $444 difference.
On a six-load day.
On a six-load day, keep in mind there's going to be more overtime to pay, and we're not figuring, but there's enough there that I think would offset overtime. But until we experience the exact round trip and six loads per day committed to there, we get a better feel for it. They both have tippers at both locations, so that's equal.
Is transfer station open roughly 300 days?
Yes.
That's $133,200.
Here's one thing that, and same thing we were thinking about with Hartville.
Don't count the Saturdays at all. Just the five.
Just the five working days.
Just the five, okay. Yeah, we don't count Saturdays. Is with six loads per day, that's your intake volume.
So you're still $115,440. Six loads per day based on every five days.
Right. Now, here's the thing that plays in. If you've done the four loads to Springfield, two to Lamar, if you've done that on a consistent, Hartville would be your better choice. But occasionally having to run an extra load if we get overwhelmed to Springfield is not going to hurt us on the bottom line. That's the other thing taking play, but it's that longer distance that we were.
But you could also
about.
Have the possibility of bringing more in. Instead of doing six loads, you might do seven loads because you're going to Springfield to pick up that one shorter.
Correct.
So you guys have a different recommendation?
My recommendation is we're going to award to both companies, but primarily to Republic. We get good experience there until we see if this is going to work out, but I would still recommend going to both companies. If something happens,
primary
something breaks
secondary.
Down, it gives us another option or out. But primarily, we need to commit to one company's 75% volume to get these good rates.
Ron, do you have anything to add? Let the record show, thumbs up.
Whichever one saves the county the most dollars out there, and we've got a lot of work to do there, and we've got to save some money for the work that's to be done. So,
move to award bid number 201501-285 for tipping fees, primary to Republic Services, and secondary to Waste Corporation of Missouri.
I'll second the motion with discussion.
Okay, do we have discussion?
Is the fact that I wanted to eliminate the
automatic renewal,
you said May, and I'd just like to eliminate it.
Sure.
And then the other thing would be
emergency clause.
And that would be in the contract.
That's in the contract for our approval. And that'll be something that we would, both companies have to agree to that. We have Republic here. We don't have the other company present, but they would have to agree to that also on the emergency because it's to their benefit, probably.
Did you guys call?
No, we didn't call Waste Corporation. We're just basing it just on this.
Just basing it just off the numbers.
Just off the numbers we had on the bid with both companies. And
I just want to make sure there's no – with Waste Corporation.
Here's the problem with the emergency clause. I mean, Hartville is going to be a longer haul unless they have a close location versus we get a big volume.
we're going to go to Springfield. I mean, we won't be able to handle it without that. So I don't know how you would.
Well, force majeure is in the this boilerplate verbiage and all of these agreements. And that, I just reviewed it, and it speaks to tornadoes or other natural emergencies or war, in which case that the commission would make the right choice to say the county best money in case of force majeure. So it's boilerplate. We can add the emergency clause along with that. But to me, that's the same as natural emergency or famine.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to make Republic Services as the primary. Waste Corporation as the secondary. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Gentlemen, I don't thank you for your extra work on that. I know that you spent a lot of time on the other things, so I appreciate it.
Thanks, Randy.
We have executive session upstairs.
We'll be recessing and taking up executive session at...
We're done past it.
Well, we're already past it, so we'll be going into executive session upstairs.